Hi there, this is Ben Kim, and welcome to another podcast for our website, drbenkim.com. Today's topic is how to use principles of natural skin care to have clear and healthy skin. Before we get started, please consider the following amazing facts about your skin. You lose millions of dead skin cells every day. About 30,000 to 40,000 dead skin cells are sloughed off of your body every minute. Over the course of your life, you'll shed about 40 pounds, which is about 18 kilograms of dead skin. Your body is constantly generating new skin cells to replace the ones that you shed off. In fact, the top layer of your skin, called your epidermis, is fully replaced about once every 30 days. Your skin accounts for as much as 15% of your entire body weight. And every day, about 2.5 million sweat glands in your skin secrete about 2 cups of sweat. Make no mistake about it, your skin is a complex organ, one that consists of 3 layers that are optimally organized to protect you against disease and injury. These layers are called your epidermis, your dermis, and your hypodermis, and I'll describe them now. Your epidermis is the uppermost layer of your skin, the one that's in contact with the air. Your epidermis is actually composed of 5 different sublayers. The bottommost layer of your epidermis is called the basal layer. And as your basal layer produces new skin cells, they move up toward the surface, and as they get further and further away from your blood supply, they die off and they eventually slough off of your skin. Your epidermis houses cells called melanocytes that produce melanin, which provides some protection against ultraviolet rays and also partly determines the color of your skin. The second layer of your skin is called your dermis, and it's a thicker layer that lies just below your epidermis. In contrast to your epidermis, which is constantly replacing itself, your dermis remains pretty much the same throughout your life. Your dermis houses a number of structures, the most prominent ones being blood vessels, which allow delivery of nutrients to your skin cells, removal of waste products, and transportation of specialized cells of your immune system whenever they're needed to combat an infection. Your dermis also houses lymphatic vessels, which provide a transportation network for immune-related cells, and also balance the distribution of fluids throughout your body. Your dermis also houses nerve endings, which allow you to sense pain, different temperatures, and different pressures and textures throughout your skin. Hair follicles are also located in your dermis, which are the roots of the hairs that exist throughout your scalp and skin, except you don't find any hair follicles on the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet. Your dermis also contains sebaceous glands, which produce and secrete sebum, an oily substance that helps to protect you against infection and helps to make your skin water resistant. Your dermis also has sweat glands, which produce and secrete sweat. Your dermis also contains collagen and elastin. Both of them are proteins. Now, collagen is a protein that gives your skin strength and flexibility, while elastin is a protein that gives your skin the ability to return to its original shape whenever it's tugged or pulled in one direction. The third layer of your skin is called your hypodermis. It's also called your subcutaneous layer or subcutaneous tissues. And it consists mainly of fat, and technically it's not really a part of your skin. It's there more to anchor your skin, the epidermis and dermis, to the tissues that lie below the top 2 layers. And the tissues that they anchor your skin against are typically your muscles, but in some cases, like over your knuckles, they anchor your top 2 tissues right against your bones. So together, the 3 layers that I've just described, your epidermis, dermis, and hypodermis, form skin that varies in thickness throughout your body. Your skin is thinnest above your eyelids and is thickest on the heels of your feet and the palms of your hands. Now let's take a look at all of the different ways, major ways, in which your skin helps to keep you healthy. Being the largest organ in your body, your skin plays a number of critical roles. The first role is as a physical barrier for protection. The most important function of your skin is to prevent harmful microorganisms from entering your blood. Your skin accomplishes this through three main features. Number one, the way in which its cells are tightly organized, especially in its uppermost layers. Number two, regular production of sebum. Number three, the presence of large colonies of friendly bacteria that produce a number of substances that destroy unfriendly organisms. This is why using antibacterial soap is a bad idea. You don't want to wipe out the friendly bacteria that live on and within your skin. The second major way that your skin keeps you healthy is that it regulates your body fluids and temperature. And as a consequence of doing these things, it also regulates your blood pH. The third role that your skin plays in protecting you is it serves as a channel for elimination of waste products. So through your sweat glands, your skin eliminates waste materials like urea, some toxic metals if you're exposed to them, and excess lactic acid that's generated by overworked muscles. And the last major way that your skin protects you or keeps you healthy is it actually just gives you a shell of physical protection and allows you to detect dangerous stimuli in your environment. So it's really like a cushion of padding that allows your organs, your inner organs, to be protected whenever you bump up against something. And through the receptors that are located throughout your skin, you're able to sense if you touch something hot or sharp, or if something's pressing against you with enough force to cause damage. Okay, so now let's look at some natural skincare tips. These are natural ways that you can keep your skin clear and healthy from the inside out. Number one, be gentle when you wash and scrub your skin. Many people are led to believe that aggressive scrubbing of their skin with a rough towel can help remove waste material and toxins from their skin. Abrasive scrubbing does not promote healthy skin. In the vast majority of cases, it actually worsens skin tone and health because it leads to damage of one or more structures in the epidermis, dermis, or hypodermis. Your skin is well designed to cleanse itself from the inside out if your diet and lifestyle are health promoting. Be gentle when you wash your skin and pat dry with a soft towel. Number two, don't use antibacterial soap. We've mentioned this before. Millions of friendly bacteria live on your skin, and these bacteria take up room and resources, making it difficult for unfriendly bacteria to establish colonies on your skin. Friendly bacteria in your skin also produce various substances, including fatty acids, peroxides, and bacteriocins that protect you against unfriendly bacteria. Regular use of antibacterial soap can diminish the strength and quantity of friendly colonies of bacteria in your skin, increasing your risk of experiencing infections, including acne. Number three, minimize use of soap and hot water. Regular use of hot water and almost all types of soap can dry out your sebaceous glands, causing your skin to become dry and unhealthy. Healthy skin requires regular sebum production to promote resistance against water and microbes. A natural soap, the best one that you can find, and water should be used only when necessary to remove any chemicals, grease, gas, and oil that you're exposed to. On days when your skin hasn't been exposed to any of these substances, consider washing your skin with lukewarm or cool water only. This is, after all, the way that people wash themselves for most of our history. In the winter, it's best to minimize the length of your showers and baths, and to use lukewarm water rather than hot water, because repeated use of hot showers and hot baths can cause your skin to become dry and unhealthy. Number four, minimize exposure to furnace heat. When you're living in dry furnace heat during the colder months, your skin regularly loses water content, which can cause chronic dryness and itchiness. To combat this type of skin dryness, consider taking the following two steps. Number one, turn down the heat. Wear warm clothes and even slippers to stay warm. Less exposure to dry furnace heat results in less water loss from your skin, which results in healthier skin. And number two, hydrate your skin by taking lukewarm baths and moisturizing as soon as you get out of the tub while your skin is in a hydrated state. Use the most natural moisturizer that you have access to. Virgin coconut oil works well for most people. That's what we tend to use, although sometimes we do use regular brands of natural moisturizer from the store. Take a lukewarm bath or shower only when necessary for cleansing. If you don't need to bathe or shower every day, then don't. Your skin will be healthier for it. Number 5. Minimize use of makeup, perfumes, colognes, shaving cream, and other personal care products and cosmetics that contain toxic chemicals. When your skin is bare, just as it's intended to be, it stands its best chance of receiving nourishment, getting cleared of waste products, breathing with your environment, and cleansing from the inside out. This is why children tend to have clear and healthy skin. They don't regularly burden their skin cells with personal care products and cosmetics that many adults are conditioned to use daily. Ironically, people who regularly burden their skin cells with a number of unnecessary personal care and cosmetic products to look better for society tend to look worse for society at a much earlier age than those who don't bother with such products. And using such products year after year further increases dependence on them to maintain a public outer shell that is emotionally acceptable to the user. The truth, and let it be heard loud and clear, is this: the less stuff you put on your skin, the healthier and more beautiful it will be in the short and long term. Eat plenty of water-rich foods is the sixth recommendation. Healthy skin requires strong and steady blood flow, as your blood circulation brings your skin cells nourishment and clears away waste products that your skin cells are constantly generating. Eating water-rich foods, mainly fresh vegetables and fruits, is essential to experiencing strong and steady blood flow, as the naturally occurring water, vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients found in these foods all promote optimal blood circulation to your skin and throughout your body. Dark green vegetables are probably the single best food group for promoting healthy skin via healthy blood flow, as no other food group can match the water content and pound-for-pound nutrient density of dark green vegetables. This is why I regularly recommend shooting for one head of romaine lettuce every day, and if you can hit this target, then consider including a pure green food powder mixed with healthy liquids in your diet. Number 7. Eat foods that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids and flavonoids. Both groups of nutrients are strongly associated with healthy blood vessels, which are essential to experiencing optimal blood flow to and from your skin cells. Healthy foods that are naturally rich in omega-3 fatty acids include dark green vegetables, raw walnuts, wild salmon, fresh or dried seaweed, freshly ground flax seeds, freshly ground hemp seeds, and free-range eggs. Healthy foods that are naturally rich in flavonoids include lettuce, acerola cherries, citrus fruits, cabbage, kale, spinach, goji berries, asparagus, lima beans, kidney beans, and raw cacao or chocolate. Number 8. Ensure adequate intake of foods that are rich in vitamin A, carotenoids, and healthy fats. Vitamin A is probably the single most important micronutrient for healthy skin, as it's needed to maintain the integrity and function of all of your skin cells. If your overall health is good and you regularly eat foods that are abundant in healthy fats, then chances are good that your body is effectively synthesizing vitamin A from carotenoids found in dark green, yellow, and orange vegetables like spinach, carrots, and sweet potatoes. If you have any doubt about your body's ability to synthesize vitamin A from carotenoids, you can eat foods that actually contain vitamin A or provitamin A, and an example would be organic eggs. And number 9, if you happen to have an autoimmune-related skin challenge, decrease or eliminate your intake of dairy and flesh meats. Autoimmune-related skin conditions like psoriasis and vitiligo can be triggered and fueled by a number of different factors. But in almost all cases, these progressive conditions can be improved or at least halted by eating a vegetable-centered diet. It's impossible to know with certainty why this is, but it's likely that in people who are genetically predisposed to developing autoimmune illness, regular consumption of animal protein is a trigger for antigen-antibody complex-induced inflammation. And that's all for today's podcast. I will be producing another podcast soon that includes some specific tips on addressing some common skin conditions, so please stay tuned for that. I hope that this has been helpful to you, and I wish you a good week ahead. Bye for now.